Just when you thought you'd seen it all at the world's busiest airport yesterday, a woman in Atlanta decides to go streaking through the airport wearing only a pair of white slippers. Also, in the British Airways, one of the stewardesses there has found an interesting way to make ends meet during these hard times. Mel and I discuss these things on a bonus episode of Random Mel's Party Line coming up next.
Hello.
Hello, Mel.
How are you?
Hey, I was trying not to make this too late, so I was hurrying, but I put my underwear on inside out. I just realized that something didn't feel right after I got them on, and I'm running in here, and I go, wait a minute, the tags on the outside? Anyway, other than that, pretty good. But you know, I realized something today that do you know how I know that I have not completely flipped out and lost my mind?
How do you know?
Because I have yet to walk completely naked through the world's busiest airport.
Yeah, I would say so.
You ever thought about doing that?
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah, me neither. It's not on the bucket list or anything. I don't.
I have flown several times, but that would have never been. No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I have flown several times naked, but not walked through the airport.
No.
I was going to say, wow, you shocked me. I really did not know you as that type of woman, but okay.
Ooh, that would. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Well, the reason I bring this up is because I was listening to, I've got to give them credit. I was innocently at work today in my work vehicle, and I had the radio tuned into the Von Hessler broadcast, and Eric Von Hessler just really trips me out. They have such a talented group of people on that morning show, and they are in Atlanta, so they came up with the latest Atlanta airport story, which happened yesterday, the 1st of December, to start the month off right. And to end this crazy year of 2020, we had another woman walk butt naked through. Well, no. I'm sorry. She was not completely naked. She had on a pair of white slippers.
Slipper.
Yes. So I guess that maybe there's some kind of sign in that if somebody says, well, you know what, we're going to sue you because you were walking completely naked through the airport. And she'll go, oh, hell no, I was. I had on those white bunny slippers.
You got to protect your feet from plantar warts.
Well, yeah. Plus, I think how nasty that floor probably is.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how nasty she was, though. I hope she was clean. She wasn't stripped and taken off everything. But, you know, the thing that got me, I had to do a little bit of research on it. And this is not the first time that this has happened, shockingly, at this same airport.
At the world's busiest airport.
The world's busiest airport has a nudity problem, obviously. Back in 2017, because this video... You saw this one too, yesterday. It was kind of a very small video. You couldn't see very much. But if you go back and look at the woman from 2017, let me see, when was it? I believe it was May of 2017. Let me see. I've got a few notes here. I want to make sure I get this right. It was in, oh my gosh, it was May 3rd of 2017 when passengers at the Atlanta airport got more than they bargained for first.
Mm-hmm.
They said that travelers were shocked to see a naked woman strolling through the airport. The unidentified woman became a social media sensation as onlookers recorded video of her shenanigans. Which, of course, that's going to be the first thing everybody's going to pull that phone out. It included her bending over and grabbing her bottom at one point. And if you look this video up, you can see it. According to this source, it was WFMY News. The woman purchased a ticket with cash now before she stripped down. What do you think that that means? It's, I mean, this woman purchased a ticket in cash. Well, we don't know what kind of ticket. If, I mean, expensive or not. What do you think? Do you think she had money? What's the deal? I mean,
I don't know what to think about that. If you're, you know, if you can. So she, where did she keep the cash?
Oh, no, before she stripped down, she had the, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, well, there are places she could keep it, but I wouldn't want to be touching that cash.
So she walked in, purchased a ticket, paid cash for a ticket. That takes a thought process.
Yeah, you can't be completely zonkered, I would think.
No, because I would hope that you know, the person waiting on you at the desk is going to pick up on, well, maybe this person needs some help, or this person a little rational or something.
Yeah, you would think,
right?
Because people are upon first hearing this, you're automatically thinking either one, she's on some kind of drugs, or she's got some mental issues, or as the Von Hessler show kind of pointed out today, we don't know if this might be a woman trying to be a performance artist.
Yeah.
With the way society is now, you know, somebody's doing it on a dare. But this woman in 2017.
Was she trying to make a TikTok?
Back then, I don't think so. No, but there's one today. I mean,
the one yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that, too. Definitely. She could be trying to do a TikTok, but it's going to get banned. You know, TikTok doesn't allow the nudity. So she got screwed twice. Video of the 2017 woman, that one really freaked me out because they're following her, and she walks quite a bit around that airport before a policewoman finally comes up to her and is able to throw a blanket on her. And then the video cuts off, so you don't see what goes on after that. But before that, she's going through the airport saying, "I don't give a F." And then at one point, she's looking at different guys and she said, "I'll F you. I'll F you." And then they try to throw a blanket on her the first time, and she threw it off really, you know, furiously. And she said, and I quote, I wrote this down, "If you gonna F me, you gonna F me with my clothes off." And then she goes up to and looks at another guy and says, "I'll suck his D. I'll suck his D." And then this one guy starts to, he's got the phone out and he's trying to film her a little bit. And she follows him over to the side and bends down to his crotch. And he's like, "Oh, hell no, I don't want part of this." So he runs off, you know. But so this woman is obviously, there's a disturb factor going on here. They said she was eventually taken into custody and transported to a local hospital for psychiatric evaluation. And her condition or the motivation were unknown as of 2017. And so 3 years later, I don't know. I wonder where she is now. What's going on? Yeah. And I was reading the comments, because you can see this video on YouTube. And so it's amazing to see the different things that they say. It ranges from comical to make you think. Somebody said, "Why did they just allow this to keep going on?" Someone else said, "She is sick of fighting Social Security and decided to show them." There was another story. A British Airways flight attendant is allegedly selling her undergarments and certain services.
Oh.
Yes. There was, oh, wait, well, maybe it was this time, because they said, they're talking about, here's someone who might cash in during Cyber Monday. Get this chick. A flight attendant is getting worldwide attention for selling her panties and allegedly prostituting herself for layovers and offering, keyword, titillating services during flights. And this comes from The Sun. According to The Sun, the woman's a British Airways employee. There were pictures that were printed in the post indicate she uses the social media handle Air Hostess 71. There's a British Airways investigation underway, of course, at this point. But in the according to the report, they said that she sells her underwear for about $33. And booking fees for in-person services on layovers cost $66. But that's just to secure her time. Anything above and beyond is an extra negotiated charge. And also it says for people who are sick of the same six sitcoms on their IFE screens, she supposedly offers her own in-flight entertainment. Yeah, she says, and I quote, "If you ever want adult entertainment on board, all you have to do is give me a sum of money and you'll be treated to a whole different experience of your choice."
Well, I...
Yeah, well, you know what? Sadly, it may be a way to make ends meet. You know, they're wondering why might she be peddling her wares and her talents, because the paper, even they were sensitive enough to look at it from a standpoint of it maybe highlighting a serious point in that many staff can't afford to live on reduced wages since the cutbacks, and she's raising funds in her own time. But this is
girls got to have Christmas money.
That's right. Time though. So that was the main thing I had wanted to talk about, was the were people going crazy at the airport. So I just wondered, is there a full moon or whatever? And she was wearing whites. That was it. And just strutting around and bending over and spreading her buttocks and doing a little jig. She was having a good old time. That pisses me off because I have to go to work every day and be a responsible citizen. I don't have time to go sling my dick at the airport. I'm kind of jealous. I wouldn't want to do it right now with it being this cold anyway, though, because I would be really embarrassed. Gotta get it warm.
Oh, my gosh.
Warm. I want to be impressive. I don't want to go in there and they go.